The 40th Booker Prize is going to be awarded tomorrow in London. This is an annual award that goes to the best novel in English by a writer from Britain, Ireland, and the Commonwealth. To mark the occasion, the world's book critic Christopher Merrill has picked out a couple of new books to tell us about. One of them is a collection of short stories by last year's Booker Prize winner, Anne Enright. And the other one is by Sebastian Barry, whose book The Secret Scripture came out in June. It's been shortlisted now for this year's Booker Prize. Let's talk about that one first. The Secret Scripture by Sebastian Barry. The main character here is quite interesting, a 100-year-old woman. Her name is Roseanne McNulty, and she is a resident in a mental hospital. She spent most of her time in this hospital. It's about to be closed down. Not your typical heroine or typical setting, is it?
It's a really remarkable setting because what's happened is that a psychiatrist has been assigned the task of assessing whether she should be released to the community. Is she well? And so to find out if she's well, they really have to find out why she was committed in the first place. And to do that, we really get the whole history of modern Ireland, the last 100 years of life, particularly in Sligo, in the west of Ireland. And we get it from two points of view. First, she's keeping secret papers. That's her secret scripture that she hides under the floorboards of this old room. And then the psychiatrist is keeping what he calls a commonplace book, and he's trying to figure out what's going on between her. And the questions that they each raise about her past keep circling around each other. And my God, the scenes are so vivid. Lisa, this is one of my favorite novels of the year.
And along with illuminating the history of Ireland for the past 100 years, in fact, there's also the fact that the main character here, Roseanne, this 100-year-old woman, represents the many women who disappeared into mental asylums and convents, in fact, in Ireland because, for instance, they might have gotten pregnant as a teenager or there was some other breach of convention. And this is part of the mystery of the book as well.
Well, exactly. And why was she locked away? She's locked away in a hut for 7 years just for the crime of having seen a man on a mountaintop. The priest jumps to a conclusion. It's in his political interest to jump to that conclusion, and she gets sequestered away. And then another event comes along, and I'm not going to reveal any of these details because it really is a mystery, and you don't see the resolution of this coming no matter how closely you read it. But when you finally get to the resolution of this mystery, you think, my God, a life has been taken away. And she keeps calling it an ordinary life, a nothing life. But in fact, it's a life like every life that counts if only someone will pay attention to it.
All right. Again, the book is The Secret Scripture by Sebastian Barry of Ireland. I want to turn to your second Irish pick, Chris. This is a new collection of short stories from last year's Booker Prize winner, Anne Enright. This is a very interesting pairing with Sebastian Barry's book because we're sort of moving away from the Ireland in which women were hidden in mental asylums for minor infractions of the social code of the day, and instead entering a landscape in which we recognize more modern Irish heroines. The book itself is called Yesterday's Weather.
And in fact, a lot of the women in this book of stories, what they share is the fact that they're imprisoned by their own desire. They travel, and what happens while they travel is not as satisfying as they had hoped it would be. Their marriages are not exactly loveless, but they're not going in the directions that they might hope to go. They're ordinary people who are just trying to make do, and they have their little lapses. They have their affairs, their adulteries. They drink too much on a weekend, and then they have to deal with the consequences of that.
Very interesting. For you to juxtapose these two together. I mean, what does it say about the trajectory of the modern woman in Ireland?
Well, what's wonderful about putting these two books together is that Sebastian Barry's novel is long and it's rich with prose. The prose is kind of dense. The story unfurls over a very long period of time. Anne Enright's stories are always short. You can read them in a single sitting, you know, in 10 minutes or so. And yet by the end of that reading, you have accumulated so many interesting details that you think, oh, okay, I get it. I see the world in a completely different light. This is what Dublin today, this is what it feels like today. In Sebastian Barry's book, you have a sense of this is how Ireland got to be where it is today.
All right. Thank you very much. The world's book critic, Christopher Merrill, who spoke with us from the University of Iowa, where he directs the International Writing Program. He told us about Yesterday's Weather by Anne Enright and Sebastian Barry's The Secret Scripture. Sebastian Barry recently read an excerpt of his novel for us. The narrator is a 100-year-old woman. Here she remembers how the people in her town reacted to a fire in an orphanage when she was just 10 years old.
People came out of their houses, women with hands to their faces, weighing strangely, and men in their long johns from their beds, shouting and calling. And if they had never felt compassion for those parentless girls, they felt it now, calling out to them like fathers and mothers. We could see the fire burn even fiercer behind them, offering an enormous flower of yellow and red with such a noise as mortal never heard before hell, and indeed as hell might be thought to be in nightmares. And the girls, most of them my own age in that particular chamber, started to climb out through the windows onto the wide ledge, every one with their pinnies already burning, screaming and screaming. And when they could do no better and had no hope of any other sort of rescue, they jumped from the ledge in little groups and single, their clothes burning and burning, the flames blown up from the pinnies till they dragged above them like veritable wings. And these burning girls fell the height of that grand old mansion and struck the cobbles. A continuous wave of them, a wave of mere girls pouring abundantly from the windows, burning and screaming and dying before our eyes.
That is Sebastian Barry reading from his Booker-nominated novel, The Secret Scripture. You can hear our critic Bill Marx's interview with Sebastian Barry in the World Books podcast. That's at theworld.org.